listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening.
Indonesia. Listener, here is quote of the day. If one shall be a great leader, they must write like a journalist and speak like an orator. That is a quote by H.O.S. Chokro Aminoto. Listener, H.O.S. Chokro Aminoto is an Indonesian father of national movement and the nation's teacher. He is known as a figure in the struggle for independence. He was also one of the founders and leaders of trade and labor associations that played a key role in the struggle of independence during the early 20th century. And listener, that is quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Nice with Ajojing, and you're still tuned to Edeni World Service Voice of Indonesia. I wish that you enjoy today's songs. listener, the President of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, will embark on a state visit to Indonesia from today until the 12th of February 2025. Quoted from RRI.co.id, Turkey's Communication Director Fahrettin Altun on his X account on Monday said that the President will visit Indonesia to join in the first high-level strategic cooperation council between Turkey and Indonesia. And Fahrettin Altun also said that Erdogan will later visit Malaysia too before arriving in Indonesia. And listener, President Prabowo and President Erdogan also scheduled to exchange views on regional and global issues. And also said that it is anticipated that agreements will be signed in various fields and the business community will unite to strengthen the foundation of bilateral contracts with the president, with the countries that will be visited by President Erdogan.
Indonesia. tak ada penyesalan dalam hidupku. Dan apa yang ku rasakan saat ini seperti dahulu, tak mengenalmu. Ketika ku lihat kau bersama dia, tak ada lagi hasrat dalam hidupku. Kepada dirimu yang dulu tercinta, tak ada lagi kenangan, takkan lagi harapan. Everybody knew you're a liar. Everybody knew you're a player. Everybody knew kau bersama dia, tak ada penyesalan dalam hidupku. Dan apa yang ku rasakan saat ini seperti dahulu, ku tak mengenalmu. Everybody knew you're a liar. Everybody knew you're a player. Everybody knew
Cita Scholastica with Everybody Knew, but not everyone knew about this. So, listener, until at the end of January 2025, the Indonesia Stock Exchange, or IDX, noted that the number of capital market investors by the end of January had reached 15 million single investor identification. And the achievement is considered to have come from the role of the Financial Services Authority, self-regulatory and stakeholders in educating the public about the capital market. As we quote from en.tempo.co, the President Director of PT Bursa Efek Indonesia, Iman Rahman Sadat, the capital market can play an active role in achieving Indonesia's economic growth, and this potential can only be realized if all stakeholders, including the government, regulators, corporations, and investors, work together to advance a more inclusive, transparent, and globally competitive capital market.
Sekarang apapun aku berpikir, apakah semua yang terjadi ini benar? Paling lupa satu dan lainnya, rasa kasih sayang yang pernah ku rasa. Aku coba untuk terus berpikir,
syalah,
ku rasa semua yang terjadi ini salah,
syalah.
is digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
And if you have any questions about The Voice of Indonesia, you can just ask us on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_Indonesia. And after this, listeners, you'll be knowing that in Indonesia, not only in Indonesia, but in the world, we know the baby shower, the gender reveal parties, but long before all that, we have cultures or traditions to welcome a new baby in our country. And this one is from Papua, so we'll listen about the culture or tradition in welcoming a new baby in Papua. But after this one song by Naf with... kau masih kekasihku.
Masih terukir namamu jauh di dasar jiwaku. Engkau masih kekasihku. Tak bisa ku tahan laju angin untuk semua kenangan yang berlalu. Hembuskan tepi, merobek hati. Meski raga ini tak lagi milikmu, namun di dalam hatiku sungguh engkau hidup entah sampai kapan. Ku tahankan rasa cinta ini jauh di lubuk hatiku. Masih terukir namamu jauh di dasar jiwaku. Engkau masih kekasihku. Dan ku berharap semua ini bukanlah kekeliruan seperti yang kukira seumur hidupku. Akan menjadi doa untukmu jauh di lubuk hatiku. Masih terukir namamu jauh di dasar jiwaku. Engkau masih kekasihku. Masih kekasihku. Andai saja waktu bisa terulang kembali, akan ku serahkan hidupku di sisimu. Namun ku tahu itu takkan mungkin terjadi. Rasa ini menyiksaku, sungguh-sungguh menyiksaku.
Diversity in tribes, culture, and tradition which can be found from Sabang to Merauke, until now, is still maintained. It is a God's gift that needs to continue to be preserved. Each tribe has its strong regional traditions instilled in everyday life and is guarded from generation to generation. Today, I'll invite you to the most eastern region in Indonesia, Papua, or to be precise, Digul District, an area directly adjacent to neighboring Papua New Guinea. Digul, not only known for its history of being the place for the exiling Indonesian freedom fighters, but it is also has a diverse culture and customs still well maintained until today. Among others is Amke Yaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digul, the Awiu. The Awiu is one of the five largest ethnic tribes in Digul, who inhabit the fastest area in the region. Although modernization has entered and much felt here yet, they still steadfastly uphold their culture and traditions in everyday life. One of them is the tradition of Amke Yaka, which means welcoming a new baby. It is a ceremony carried out by tribes members who belong to the same family to welcome the birth of a baby. This is observed every time a woman in a family is giving birth to a baby. When the labor time comes, the mother will be placed in a small house built by the husband and relatives, which in Awiu is called Saka, as told by one of Awiu tribal leaders, Nicolaus Mange.
Her husband has made a special place, so there they go and live. She lives and gives birth there. We call it Saka. The one that he made, he left his former house, which is called Afang. So it is different from the Saka which is made for the mother. After that, they will stay there with Mama Janda, providing food for them. She is the husband's sister, while his brother goes out looking for their meal. They stay there until their labor process is finished. This happens in the Saka.
During labor, an Awiu mother is temporarily isolated in a small house or Saka. However, she is being taken care of and treated carefully. She is fed by her husband as well as her own relatives. A mother must observe certain abstinence and is forbidden to meet anybody during the period she is in Saka until her relatives give her the green light to move to a larger house or Afahang to join her family.
In particular, in our Awiu culture or customs, she mustn't take a bath or a shower before the umbilical cord comes off. If she does, automatically the baby will be sick and the mother as well. So her parents must remind her or her husband who are living there until eventually they are told, yes, you can leave the Saka and go to your own home or Afahang.
Of a baby would bring happiness into the family. The same thing goes for the Awiu tribe. A baby, or amke, is a welcome with fanfare. All family members will gather in the house and have a big party around the fireplace, eating and drinking together to show their gratitude to the Lord.
It's so until at home, in particular, Sunda parents spend kinds of whole sago, grilled chicken ready. New day says today, the sun says sebentang later come. I may briefly return. Return it dorang Sunda ready to eat sama-sama. Itu suppose they had a shower, eat together at the time, and that's when they customary to greet their little boy.
Every family who attends the festivities rejoices and takes part in the excitement. They carry the baby in turns, circling the fireplace, saying praises for the baby to sleep. It is in the hope that the child will become a good and useful person. The party with all the excitement over the birth of a new baby in the family might be finished, but the value of kinship and family among the Ayus are getting stronger. The growing process of the child now has become a shared responsibility of the whole tribe. For the Ayus, once the child has been accepted through the Amkeyaka, he or she has become part of the family. That was Amkeyaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digo, the Ayus.
bersedih karena panah cinta menusuk jantungku.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Listener, make sure to keep joining the Voice of Indonesia, because after this, not only on VONIS.id and RRI Digital, you can also listen and also watch us on the RRI Net channel. So stay tuned on the Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today. News first, the headlines. Observer urges global campaign to arrest Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant. Ministry of Culture emphasizes the preservation of Pantun as a world heritage. And here is the news in detail. A Middle East observer, Faisal Assegaf, encourages Arab League countries and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, countries to force Israel to lift the blockade on Palestine. According to him, this is the main thing that must be done when a permanent ceasefire between Hamas and Israel has been achieved. In a dialogue with Radio Republic of Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia Jakarta Tuesday, Faisal Assegaf also encouraged a global campaign to impose sanctions on Israel, both politically and economically. And according to him, this includes arresting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant as war criminals.
There must be a global campaign to arrest Netanyahu and also Yoav Gallant, because the ICC, International Criminal Court, already issued arrest warrant against both of them. This is can be, I think this is the best way to give a lesson for Israel not to launch a genocide against or to launch a war crimes or humanitarian crimes against Palestinians in Gaza.
Israel and Hamas reached a ceasefire agreement since January 1st, 19th, 2025.
During the 6-week ceasefire, Hamas and Israel are obliged to exchange prisoners and hostages, withdraw troops from the Philadelphia corridor, and continue the second phase of negotiations. In addition, during the ceasefire, Israel is also obliged to open 8 lines for the Gazans. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon emphasized that pantun, a traditional Malay oral poetry, is not merely a form of entertainment, but instead has historical and educational value that strengthens national identity. The details reported by Ofra.
The Indonesian Ministry of Culture has reaffirmed its commitment to preserving pantun, or traditional Malay oral poetry, as an intangible cultural heritage of the world. This statement was conveyed by Minister of Culture Fadlizon at the International Pantun Nusantara Seminar, Team Cultural Strategies for Preserving Heritage in the Digital Era, on Monday, February 10. He stressed the importance of preserving the existence of pantun amidst modern developments.
Pantun jelas sudah menjadi bagian dari tangible culture.
Pantun has clearly been part of the intangible cultural heritage of the world since 2020. It has flourished in a long tradition, and I believe it is an integral part of all nations' cultural wealth, especially in our oral tradition.
Budaya bangsa, khususnya di dalam budaya tutur kita.
In his speech, he also explained that pantun is one of the traditional literary forms that has long been embedded in the lives of the Indonesian people. Beyond mere entertainment, pantun serves as a medium for transmitting cultural values, moral teachings, and education across generations. In Indonesia, multicultural society, pantun also acts as a bridge connecting differences, strengthening unity, and enriching national identity. Ofra reporting.
And listener, that was the-